Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Joel Saves Big. If you do want to be a guest on my show, feel free to DM me at Joel Saves Big on Instagram. Hope you enjoy. Thank you all for tuning in today's episode of Joel Saves Big. Today I have The Business Period. You can find her on Instagram at The Business Period. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, Joel. So, hey guys, my Instagram page is The Business Period, but my real name is Bria. I'm 23 and from Detroit, Michigan, and I recently just got my master's in finance, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. That is so cool. Bria, what made you create your Instagram page?
Well, honestly, it started off in a whim, to be honest. Like, at first, you know, when I started my financial journey, I was just like going with the flow, you know, didn't really have no standard plan, you know, just did what felt right at the time. But then, you know, the more I got into it, you know, the more impactful it became, you know, to learn what there is, you know, when it comes to personal finance. You know, you want to get the most out of every single piece of content that there is. And, you know, that's where I stumbled upon the personal finance community on Instagram. And one of the first accounts that I seen were Uncommon Sense by my good friend Taylor, Money Motives LLC. And, you know, I was just like, wow, I'm amazed. Like, how can I get on board? Because the more I view their content, the more I realize, all right, well, they're just like me. You know, they've been in the same boat that I'm currently in. You know, we're just a bunch of regular people trying to make the most out of this thing we call personal finance. And, you know, we are trying to achieve financial wealth and freedom and all there is that comes with it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I had Taylor on the podcast. I'm not sure if you listened to that. And I'm looking forward to having Money Motives LLC on the show as well. I mean, it's so cool to see. That's exactly why I made this page as well. I'm also 23. And I just needed like a platform. Like, I was seeing things on Reddit. I followed a couple on like my main Instagram page. And I was like, I want to make one just to document my journey and to also share like the little tidbits and get feedback and bounce ideas off other people. But that's pretty cool how we've created it for, you know, pretty much the same reason, to better ourselves, right, with the money that we have. On your bio, you mentioned that you are a blogger, micro investor, and digital marketer. Do you have a blog page? Is that what's linked on your Instagram page?
Yeah, so I have a blog through a third party app, famous. Yeah, I'm sure you heard of it, Medium. So that's where I do most of my blogging. I also am a part of this blogging platform called Vocal Media. So, you know, everything that I've written comes from those two sites.
I see. And for those who are listening who do want to check out Bria's blog, it is linked in her bio at The Business Period. Can you tell me more about micro investing and what does that even mean?
Okay, so, you know, basically micro investing means like, when I think of the term, I think of buying fractional shares. So platforms like Robinhood and Stash are very much known for that. You know, it's not about at what you initially think, where, you know, when people think about investing, they think that, oh, you know, you need to buy this amount of shares at this price and, you know, what have you. But, you know, now that we have options to where, hey, you know, I might not afford this $106 a share from this, let's say, Apple, but I can afford to buy $20 worth of Apple and, you know, deposit that money into my Stash account or Robinhood and, you know, continue to make those micro investments, you know, at the rate that I'm comfortable with.
I
know, it's, yeah. So to me, micro investing, you're still taking control of your financial investments, but, you know, you're doing it at your own pace. So that's what I think when I hear that term, microinvesting.
Yeah, that's I didn't I've not I've never heard of that term, and I do that now. I invest with Fidelity. That's the brokerage account I use, and that's something that I always struggled with, right? Like, I mean, at the point of this call, time of this call, Apple is at $148. Like, I don't have $148 to put towards the Apple stock, but didn't know for a long time that I could put $20, right? I can own a portion of the share. And I struggled with that same thing. Is like I thought I had to be rich to invest, right? Like, I need to put $10,000 in a stock and leave it there for 30 years. But no, I can put a little bit at a time, and still be able to reach my money goals while I work with what I have right now.
Right, yeah, I totally agree. Like a few years ago, before I started my journey, I was not on board with investing at all. Like I was one of those folks. Like I grew up thinking, okay, it's a scam. You're better off saving your money and just having it toward, having it in the savings account or what have you. But then I was just like, after doing the research and the case studies and hearing people talk about their financial journeys, I was like, okay, my opinion has greatly changed. It's time to get on
Yep,
board.
I see that for sure. And on your page, you mentioned you have starting debt of $60,000 in 2021. I assume that's when you started tracking it. With micro investing and having that debt, like, what is your payoff strategy, or like, what is your current method to paying off debt while investing?
Well, I started paying off my student loans back in I want to say at the beginning of 2019. And so what I've been doing is paying off the smallest amount of debt, so using the snowball method. And with that is at the same time, I would put, a little bit towards saving, depending on all the jobs that I work, so how much I get from that, or, let's say a scholarship or what have you, or tax refund. I'll just, split them down the middle and, just go from there. Like I'm still trying to figure out my payoff plan and, strategy and all the kinks with that, because at some point paying off the student loan repayments are going to start back up pretty soon at the end of January. So I'm still trying to figure out the move for that. But for the most part, I've just been using the snowball method. I think it's helped me out a great deal. It's because of that, I've paid off three student loans. And so now that I have, the rhythm down, have it detailed, I would love to switch over to the avalanche method, or do a mix of the two. So I'm still trying to figure that out, and just go from there, really.
Yeah, and that's something that I struggle with as well, is like, do I do the snowball method, or do I do the avalanche method? And I go back and forth and back and forth, and then I realize that, like, I just need to do something, right? Like, that's like the main part that I get out of it, is like, I did use the snowball, but then as you stated, like, you might now transition to that the debt avalanche. Like, the snowball helped me like kick it off, but in terms of like the interest and the money there, like, I have the drive. But I also struggle with, like, my student loans are at low interest rate, so at like 4% now. I can get more in the market, based on history and historicals. Like, nothing is guaranteed. Or I can continue to put money into debt that is someone that someone else is profiting off of. And it's such a hard decision, right? And in terms of like, where do I go? Like, what do I do? But it's that, and that's what's so good about this community.
I agree. And I think the big thing is just you pay what you can afford to pay off. Like you pay off what you can afford to, go without, I say. And in terms of being able to pay off debt and invest, it does take work and, sticking to a plan. And, I've seen folks who are like, hey, or like guys like, I know he's big, Dave Ramsey. He would say, don't invest just yet, pay off your debt first. But to me, I'm just like, no, there's got to be another metric or another way of doing things. So to me, like, if you want to pay off your debt first before you save and invest, then that's all said and good. That's cool. But also know that it is possible to save and invest while you're paying off debt. It is not easy, but I feel like it's worth it in the long term.
Yep, I agree. And yeah, I started with Dave. That's how I found out about this whole community and debt paying off and setting myself up for success in the future, was Dave Ramsey and his podcasts. And then I exactly what you said is like I do need more than $1,000 in my emergency fund. Like I do want to invest now because compound interest is on my side. And it's a balance, and that's what's so good again, like about this community is like we're able to bounce ideas off each other, remain anonymous if we choose to, like both of ourselves, and continue on our path to success.
I agree 100%, and to me, like when the goal of creating the business period brand is, I want everyone who, follows my work to realize and take this journey, for how well they see fit. To me, I always say like it's your money, your business, period. That's how I came up with the whole idea because to me, financial independence is about having control over your money, and what you make of it. As long as you're getting, things in order, as long as you're prioritizing your money, and you're giving every dollar a job, whatever you do at that point, it is what you make of it, and we're all here to help one another, to help encourage, achieving that financial wealth or, independence. Like for example, the FIRE community, financial independence, retire early. That's a big movement in itself because it tells you, hey, I made the most of this. I did it. Now I have all the time in the world to do and partake in anything that I want to do. And so for me, that's what my brand is about, doing whatever you want with your money. That's the whole goal for all of us, I feel.
I agree. You mentioned that every dollar has a job. Do you budget like with zero-based budgeting, or how do you budget if you do?
Well, when I was employed a few months back, I did the 50, 30, 20 method. I feel like it worked for me because I don't really have, that many bills, aside from credit cards and phone bill and student loans, because I still live with my parents. I just moved back home from graduating. So yeah, I really don't have that many bills, so I figured that method was the best method for me. But in the long run, I would love to try zero-based budgeting, give that a go and see how well that puts me in a better financial position.
I see. Do you have any other sources of income while you're working full time or right now, like any creative side hustles that you do, in current state?
It's kind of funny because they're not the most lucrative, but it's still something. Aside from blogging, what I do a whole different kind of side hustle. So I take surveys for money. I've sold, clothes and other kinds of items on eBay to make money. I use, I don't know if you heard of it, but like those receipt to cash app. So like fetch rewards and coin out. I use that to make money. I collect and save coins and deposit them into the bank, you know, just to have a little something. So I do a little bit of everything. And so to me, like what that is, it's the small things that add up and count. So you do what you have to, you know, you take whatever you can get basically. And so that's my whole mentality. This probably might not count. I don't know, but I also earn cash back with my credit card Discover, and what at the end of your first year, what however much you've earned in cash back, they will match it, you know, at the end of your first year. So that's a pretty good investment, I feel. You know, I feel like everyone loves a good cash back option.
It's like a discount of for a discount, you know.
Right, yeah, that's how I look at it.
And something that I do is I use my cashback credit cards to purchase gift cards for products that I want to buy. So there's websites like raise.com where you so if I wanted to buy like sneakers, like Nike sneakers, for example, it's a reselling website for gift cards where if someone gets like if you got a gift card for Nike but you wear Adidas, right? And for your birthday and you don't want to spend it because you don't want it, you can sell the $100 gift card for like $90, right? And someone will buy the $90 gift card for a hundred for like nine the $100 gift card for $90. So I'll use my credit card to purchase that. So I save $10 on the purchase as well as the cash back on the gift card purchase. So any creative way that I can think of to save money always goes a long way. And I love what you're doing, right? Like just maximizing your time, following your passions, and taking it from there. It's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you. And you know, like that's what it's about. You know, you make the most out of your money. And so to me, how I look at it is, hey, every time I want to spend, what can I get back from this purchase? And so, you know, that's how I look at cash back. And you know, with you know the side hustles that I do, you know, to me, like I feel like in order to make money, you have to spend a little money. So, you know, that's just how I look at it.
I see. I know we're running short on time here, but I did have one question that I love asking at the end is if you met a stranger, what is one thing that you would tell them about personal finance?
Honestly, just start. It doesn't, you know, to me, like I feel like everyone has been through this. We don't have a set plan, and even if we do, sometimes that plan doesn't fall through. And you know, you need to experiment, or you know, you need to learn from your mistakes in one plan, and you know, hopefully out of that, your next plan is turns out more successful. And with that is you just have to start. You know, you don't need to be a perfectionist and have like every jotted down goal or strategy or objective rather to get something done. Just start. You know, start now, and as you move forward, as you move along, figure out the details in that process. You know, it's not just the destination that matters, but it's the journey that you partake that makes a difference in you achieving, you know, financial wealth and making the most out of personal finance. You know, you have to remember personal finance is personal. You know, so you're not gonna get everything right the first try or even the second try rather. You things takes time. You know, you have to find your niche. You have to find your flow. And so that's what I think is matters most.
I love that. Just start and find your own flow, right? Going with the flow, but then realizing that the flow wasn't the wave.
Right, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Bria, thank you again for taking time out of your day to speak with us. And for our listeners, if you do want to connect with Bria, follow her podcast, her blog. It is linked in her bio at The Business Period. Bria, thank you again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again for tuning into today's episode. If you want to follow today's guest, the link is in the show notes. If you haven't already, it'd be greatly appreciated if you can follow the podcast on the platform that you're listening on. Just a reminder that personal finance is personal, and it's not like the average jolt.